It was a wrap as of Friday for the Global Climate Action Summit in San Francisco. And former administrator for the Environmental Protection Agency is on the air with us. Gina McCarthy is here. Hi, Gina.
Hi, Pat. How are you?
I am well. Did you attend any or all parts of the summit?
Well, I mean, there were a lot of pots going.
Oh, boy.
As many as I could. I was there for a good 5 days, even before the event started, because there was lots of energy and activity, and folks wanted to keep moving forward on climate change, especially since Washington, D.C. is taking a nap at the moment.
Yeah, I don't know if you were able to be a part of, Gina, the tour of Sonoma County, where we live, as a part of the festivities for that week. But it was a great opportunity to see what us folks north of the Bay are doing with regard to climate change.
Well, I wasn't able to be there, but I certainly have spent a great deal of time in California, knowing that it has been a hotbed of leadership, pun intended, on these climate issues, and also knowing that it's a place where you continue to face some pretty critical issues even today. And so actions on climate are as important where I live in Massachusetts as they are where you live in California and across the world.
Yeah, so nobody's immune.
Hopefully that summit helps.
Yeah, nobody is immune, that's for sure. What did you learn, Gina, former EPA administrator? What did you learn at the Climate Action Summit?
Well, I learned that states and cities are really stepping up. I learned about the continued leadership in California, but I also learned that the business community is pretty interested in supporting climate efforts and being part of the solution. So, you know, basically I learned what I had hoped, which is that people in the United States are still in on the issue of climate. And even if there isn't federal leadership, that we're going to continue to provide leadership at all other levels of government. And I spent, Pat, the first last year sitting here at the Harvard School of Public Health, mm-hmm. you know, making sure that health becomes part of the clear message around climate, because climate is one of the biggest public health challenges of our time. And I don't want people to think about climate as all about a faraway time or a faraway place or the health of our planet. It's about our kids and their future. We have to get moving. And so it was great to be with people that understood that and were making pledges to keep this country moving forward, as well as to support those in other countries, because this is first and foremost a worldwide effort, and the U.S. needs to be in.
Are there still parts of the country that just don't buy into the whole climate change thing?
Well, I don't know. I mean, certainly not in terms of the vast majority of the people in this country. They recognize that climate change is happening. I think the real challenge is to make sure that it's grounded for them, that they understand that it is about them. It is about the pollution that they're facing, and not just some intangible future problem, or even about just these extreme weather events, because it's not. It's about the increased air pollution that is really holding communities down today, even in the United States, that climate change is exacerbating even as we speak today. It is about water quality challenges, not just floods, but droughts as well. And how are we going to deal with that? So my goal is to ground climate change by talking about it as carbon pollution. It's a pollutant. We can all join in and we can kick it out of existence if we work together. And that's what was done before with air pollutants and other things. We've worked together. And that's what we have to do today. So you don't really have to argue climate change as a partisan or political issue. It's just about the country we live in, the world we live in, and how we keep our kids safe today and healthy today, and hand them a future that we're going to be proud of. And I think everybody can join in that as a goal that should bind us together.
Yeah,
and help us
move forward beyond the
partisanship that's stalling us.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it seems to be a common goal that all of us can benefit from, to be sure.
Yeah.
And here in California, of course, we consider ourselves pretty adept in this particular area. What can we learn from other countries, including, you know, the representatives from other countries who attended this summit in the city?
Well, I think you can learn the way in which partnerships can develop. You know, the folks that I met from other countries were eager to work with us. They were eager to make sure that we're focused on the areas in which we can make progress first. One of the goals I have is to work with cities, not just in the U.S., but across the world, so that we can make sure that as we're designing climate strategies moving forward, we're thinking about how we make those investments in the communities that need it most, the ones that will benefit from the health opportunities that those investments will provide. And so there is a clear equity issue here, Pat. You know, pollution always hits those most vulnerable. And it's not just in the developing world where we see significant public health challenges, but it's in the U.S. as well. It's in the cities that need the investment, and specifically in communities that are poor, high minority. They don't have a voice, and we can give them a voice, not just by working with other countries, but here in the U.S., we really need to lift everybody up in this exercise and turn this crazy challenge into the best opportunity we have for a cleaner, healthier, safer, more sustainable, and more just world.
Is it difficult or is it easy at this point, Gina, to convince those in other countries that for many of us, we are nowhere near, we'd have nowhere near the stance that our president does on this issue?
Yeah.
Have we convinced the world that there are many of those of us working mightily toward this goal?
Well, I'm hoping that the summit did just that, because that was one of the major goals, is that, you know, it's embarrassing today to meet with what used to be my counterparts in the international arena and to be standing tall. I mean, that's what President Obama and our administration tried to do, was to send the absolute clear signal that we were moving ahead to take action on climate, and the U.S. was going to meet our responsibility so that the developing world would know that and would join with us. It's an embarrassing time now that we are certainly at the federal level looking to back away from those commitments, but I don't think that's going to be successful, Pat. We did our rules and regulations on clean cars and on utilities with our clean power plan by following the science and the law. We did terrific outreach. I'm very proud of that work, and it will continue. And so we tried to make our case that we're still strong, and there are every levels of government that are committing to this, as well as our business sector, so that the international world would know that even if Washington, D.C. right now is out of the loop, the rest of us are all in.
And where does the international community that's dedicated to climate action, where do we go next?
Well, I think we see some really good partners already. We see partners in China who are making significant investments. And we have to have our industries working with folks in China to make sure that we're maximizing our opportunities and not ceding all of the economic benefits of a stronger economy where investments in climate and clean energy will really benefit not just the whole community, but those who grab them first. And I want the U.S. to be a leader in clean cars, not simply complaining about standards that are just and fair and readily achievable. And I want to work with India, and I think we must, because what we now know is that the developing world, in not too short a period of time, will be the countries
yeah.
that are emitting the largest share of greenhouse gases. And it'll dwarf what is happening in the United States if we don't work with them hand in hand, not just to sort of reap the benefits of a clean energy economy, which the U.S. can do if we continue to lead and innovate. All the right signals to our own business community.
Well,
and
Gina,
we'll have to work with them.
I'm running up against the clock, but after this conversation, I'm absolutely convinced you are the right woman for the job. Thank you so much for being with us this morning. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Pat.
That is Gina McCarthy, former EPA administrator, now involved in, of course, the global climate action, not just the summit, but the continuing efforts worldwide on this same issue.